academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
But of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Come on, the Spirit gives life. All right? God never sends His Word unless it is filled with part of His Spirit. His Word is alive. We've been looking at the significance, the importance of not just talking about something, but talking to it. Inanimate objects will respond to your words when your words are faith-filled. Yes, they will. Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. Write it down. Isaiah 55. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Let's pause there a minute. The rain comes down, the snow comes down from heaven, from the heavenly, or from the sky, the clouds, and waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, and it does not return there. It comes down. All right, now it'll melt and then it'll vaporize and go up in vapor, but it comes down as snow. Snow doesn't return there. Rain doesn't return there. It takes on another form before it goes back. So let's continue. Next verse. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. All right? How powerful is that? God breathed His word into the earth realm like rain and snow. And now His word is alive, and His word right now, hopefully, is at work in your heart. God never sends His word unless it's filled with part of His Spirit. God breathed His word into the earth realm. Now see, He said His word. Now listen to me. He said His word will not return unto Him void. That doesn't guarantee that you're going to be blessed. Because if God can't get it through you, what He's trying to get through you, He'll find another vessel. Come on. If all you're going to speak is pull mouth and from a carnal realm, And negativity and fear and mix it all up, sowing mingled seed, God can't get through that. He'll find another vessel. Amen. Hello, somebody. Somebody say amen for real. Amen. Tell somebody, you better get on your game. Amen. See, what God wants to do, He said, my word's not returning to me void. But if I'm knocking on this door and they don't open up, I'll knock on the neighbor's door. If they don't open up, I'm not going to, no. But I'm going to find someone, I'm going to find somewhere where my word will be fulfilled. Elisha thought he was the only one left. He said, listen, I got 7,000. Elijah, I got vessels now. My word won't return unto me void. But I had them, amen, I had them earmarked. I wanted to bless that one. But that one couldn't seem to get it together. They were hanging out with the wrong crew. They were talking about the wrong stuff. They didn't want to let go of their sin. They didn't want to let go of their secret stuff. So they never got to talking right. All they knew I was, they said, yeah, they said amen to it, but they never really took it. They never really took it to heart. They never really let my word have work in their heart. So I had to leave them there. Oh, I love them. I'll love them right on into heaven. I'll love them till they leave this life. But they're not going to be blessed like I wanted to bless them. Because they didn't let my word have free course. So nine goes next door to your neighbor, and all of a sudden your neighbor getting blessed like you supposed to have been blessed. Now you get jealous. Now you get envious. Now you get hateful. Tell somebody, not me. You better get on your game. God said, my word ain't returning to me, boy. I will find me a vessel. I will find me a remnant. I will find somebody that my word can go through, that it will accomplish in the world what I send it to accomplish. How many know you can't talk and speak God's word and not be blessed? There's a reciprocal blessing. Some folk only think negative. Well, you get persecuted. Got to go through. You know, it's a suffering way. Don't tell me all that foolishness. God, Peter said, Lord, we have left everything to follow you. What shall we receive? I know we got to go through some stuff. But what shall he say? Listen, nobody having left father and mother and houses and land and relative shall in this life receive a hundredfold. In other words, I'm going to bless you with the overflow. I'm going to bless you with the residue. I'm going to bless you with everything. You're going to be partaker of it. God will teach you how to profit. It is profitable to serve the Lord. We ain't in this thing for money. But if you get in it, you can't help but be blessed. Amen. In his presence is a fullness. You'll be blessed with stuff that people strove all their life to get and didn't get it. And here you are just walking humbly with your God. And God just pouring out on you and pouring out on you and pouring out on you. Why? You're letting the word have his work. Let the word do a number on you. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. All that other stuff. That new car, that new house. Those saved children. All that stuff. God said, I'll add that to you. Don't worry about that. Don't concern yourself with that. Seek me first. Stay intimate with me. I own it all. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Matthew 4, verse 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. I have to sing a little song there. But he answered and said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone. Amen. You ain't living the life just because your refrigerator full. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Why? It's inspired. It's God breathed. The word that comes out of God's mouth is life. Listen, that food you eat, you got to eat tomorrow too. And then you got to eat the next day too, unless you're on a fast. And then you got to keep on eating. You stop eating, you die. But oh, Jesus told his disciples once, he said, listen, I have meat that you know not of. My meat is to do the will of my Father and to finish the work. Let me tell you something. When you're eating God's meat, that other meat is just a benefit. See, there are some people that live to eat. But if God really get a hold of you, you'll eat to live. Oh, it got quiet. I felt, don't get condemned. Listen, if that's you, thank you, Jesus. The word that proceeds out of the mouth of God carries life. It causes man's spirit to come alive. God breathed. When we look at that term, God breathed, the word is theopneustos. Theopneustos. Theo means God. Neustos comes from pneuma, which is breath or spirit. So it's God's spirit, God breathed. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. We're getting there. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Now there's something on our part that we must do, because every word that we have ever heard that's in the Word of God was God breathed. It carried life. But there were times, listen, if you're honest, there were times God, you heard the Word of God, but life wasn't imparted to you. Amen. Why is that? Let's take a look. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. All right? It's not going to be profitable to you unless you hear with an ear of faith. Unless you hear with faith. Mix God's word, the inspiration that's God breathed, mix it with faith and receive the breath and the life of God. That's where it's life changing. If you don't mix it with faith, it's just another book. Bible only means books. But this is the inspired, God-breathed word. So our part to every one of us has been given a measure of faith. And so you must tell somebody, exercise your faith. Stop just doing church as usual. Just coming to hear, to feel better. No, find yourself in a place and mix faith with what you are hearing. Amen. Mix your faith with it. Stir yourself up and begin to see yourself. Amen. Begin to see yourself advancing. Begin to see yourself blessed. Tell somebody right now, I'm blessed and highly favored. See, you see, faith is now. Now faith is the substance. When we hear the word, we must mix what we hear with faith. Get rid of how. Erase when. Stop wondering who. Don't even try it. Where? That had nothing to do with faith. Faith is now. When we hear, we receive. When we hear, we believe. When we hear, it's done. When is it done? When we hear it. When we receive it. When we believe it. It's done already. Now faith is the substance. Don't wait till you trying to wait to hear some good news. Child, when I hear it, I believe it. See, some people hadn't gotten comfortable. I said this a long time ago. Some people hadn't gotten comfortable until this pandemic, they started talking about how, notice on January 20th, the spike just miraculously. The day that Saul got into office. I told folk, and I'm gonna keep on saying it, I ain't through with this. I ain't been saying much. But listen, the first thing Saul did, he went after the children. Talk about an Equality Act. A whole lot of pork in there. They want people to think it's equality.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.